Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven and a half of the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey.
I just wrote Ken down on a piece of paper as if I was about to talk to Ken Kronhaus. I am a little bit disoriented, but not badly. This is the Friday. I got that part of it anyway. It's February the 3rd. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I'm wondering about the Groundhog celebrations yesterday. I wasn't here, and you and Jen went through that. What sort of groundhog stuff came to the surface, if you'll pardon the pun? I haven't even seen anything as to whether or not the groundhog.
The groundhog. Punxsutawney Phil saw the shadow. But what we really talked about regarding Groundhog Day was how unnecessary it is, because the calendar already states that there's going to be six more weeks of winter, because that's just what the calendar actually says before the the spring equinox.
Yes.
And it's necessary to take this critter who is hibernating and just trying to live its own life, to have it come out and tell us whether or not it sees its shadow, when we can already say, hey, the sun's in the sky, it's not a cloudy day, there are shadows on the ground.
There is this need in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, for something to do. I remember broadcasting from the event one year. I was invited out because we have an affiliate that's right there. And if I say something that isn't positive, I'm sure they won't be very happy with me. But I find most of the people that morning that I was there were drunk. And maybe that's what that's...
It's like a St. Patty's Day. Bring out a stuffed animal. It doesn't have to be the real one. But did you see, where was it? There was one somewhere that when they went to go wake up the groundhog, they found that it was dead. And they believed it died while it was hibernating. They're not sure exactly the time, but at some point while it was hibernating. And so they used a stuffed animal just to go along with the celebration. And why not do that? You can tell if there's going to be a shadow with the stuffed groundhog. You can still have the tradition of it and the pageantry, and that can all still be happening. Just use the stuffed animals.
It just is pretty silly. The whole thing is pretty silly. But we do a lot of silly things here, and we get away with doing silly things. I'm talking about as Americans or people in general. The human condition is such that we do silly things. And we can define...
Well, we like tradition.
Things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, to a point. Exactly. Speaking of traditions, today is National Women's Heart Day. According to records from the American Heart Association, awareness about women's cardiovascular health has dropped in the last few years. Cardiovascular disease discovered to be the cause of 1 out of 5 deaths in women. In other words, it's become the same potent problem that we have with men. And that's, people say, well, women went back to work and they're under the same stress that men are. And so what is this, because Ken would tell you, Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist that we have on the Good Day Health program, and he's here with us frequently when we want to talk about this sort of thing. The notion of cardiovascular disease has been, always was, until women back, 2008, 2009, in that area, I think people began to talk about it differently. Women weren't working, went unnoticed in women.
And women experience the symptoms different, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly,
yeah,
because we typically think the massive chest pain and the tingling down the arm, and a lot of times it'll present in women as indigestion, shortness of breath, back pain, things where the absence of the obvious chest discomfort we have been pretty much conditioned to look for doesn't always represent in women.
Well, this is Heart Month, as well as being Black History Month. This is Heart Month, and it's because of Valentine's Day, I suppose, as much as a coincidence there to a point. And then there's this thing called Go Red for Women, which is supposed to be dedicated to spreading awareness about heart disease, what it's caused by. It really isn't. It's pretty simple. It's caused by not exercising, caused by eating the wrong foods, caused by stress, the same thing that causes
those conditions.
Yeah, it doesn't really take a lot of heavy lifting to figure it out. And this is the frustration I have with people, and everybody says, well, I don't have enough insurance to cover this. So what's more important, having the insurance or knowing what's going on in your body and being able to take preventative measures? I think, and I've been having ever since I was 24 years old, I've had a physical at least once a year, so I know what's going on in my body. Now, that may be me, but I'm expecting that you probably, Jay, and your husband, and I'm
yes,
sure
well, a lot of times if you work somewhere with health insurance, you have to get a physical once a year anyway.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take a lot either to understand that most of this, lack of exercise, not eating a healthy and balanced diet, that sort of thing, moving, getting enough rest, that sort of thing, a regular heart screening, again, a physical once a year, that takes care of it, or it goes a long way to taking care of it at any rate. So hopefully a word to the wise is sufficient in having these conversations, and a focus on it on the air and other places is good. It's a good thing to have you aware and thinking about stuff, especially younger people, younger mothers who have lots of other things on their mind. Yep, you still can be, it doesn't make any difference. Oftentimes it's older, but it can strike at any age. So please make sure that you are aware of what's going on in your body all the time. And if there's an issue, go get it checked out. Don't let it go. That's silly. Point your head toward the sun. I'm looking at something that Nelson Mandela wrote, and I've always been a fan of his. And I think I've told you a couple of times that I was the first person to interview him after he was inaugurated as president. I was fortunate enough to have been invited by the South African government, and I was sitting in the right place, so when he came into the room after the inauguration, first place he sat was next to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said one of the things about leadership, part of being optimistic, he said, leadership is optimism, and that is how one keeps, this is like Casey Kasem, point your head toward the sun and keep your feet on the ground moving forward. Doesn't that sound like Casey Kasem used to say, what? Keep reaching for the stars, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Sort of what Nelson Mandela said as well. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story about my eye operation at some point during this hour, but what I'm distracted by, I can read enough and listen around enough to both the Jennifer Station, KRLA here in Los Angeles, and KFI, to know that there is a Chinese spy balloon flying across, I think it obviously started on the West Coast and is moving across. Why do we have, now you and I talked about this before we went on the air, and I thought to myself, why do we allow this vehicle, whatever you want to call it, a balloon, to fly over our country? You said that people weren't paying attention to it because you can get the same information from a spy satellite. But
well,
there's something unseemly about having what we know.
Oh, yeah,
is,
like, why is it there? Well,
yeah.
So the Pentagon and a spokesperson for the Pentagon said that the balloon is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or a physical threat to the people on the ground. And Biden was briefed on it, asked for different options with the large, slow-moving balloon, and they considered getting fighter jets to shoot it down as it was traveling over Montana, but determined out of fear that they don't want to create a debris field and endanger Americans on the ground. And since they said that it doesn't seem like there's a threat, this balloon cannot give any information that spy satellites already can't access. So they're choosing to just monitor it at the moment.
If it were me, I'd be shooting it down. Does that sound bellicose?
Well, they're probably waiting for it to be over in an area where,
okay,
when they can,
yeah,
shoot it
so
down,
the Rocky
it's not
Mountains.
Going to risk hurting people.
Yeah, shoot it down over the Rocky Mountains. Where is it actually today? Because it is blowing. It's in the jet stream. It blows with the jet stream. The jet stream goes from west to east. So they put it up in China. It blew across the Pacific. So now it's over. It was over the West Coast yesterday. Where is it? Do we know where it is today? How fast it's moving? If it's in the jet stream, it's got to be going 100 miles an hour anyway, or more. It was pretty, when I came up to California Wednesday night, there was a real strong, very strong headwind. It took us an extra 40 minutes to make the flight from the East Coast to the West Coast, more than it usually does. Usually about 5 hours and 50 minutes, 5 hours and 45 minutes. And it was 6 hours and 35 minutes because of the headwinds. And you think that doesn't, you know, you wonder, you get in the plane and you think, okay, we're going in this direction, we're going this speed, and what could be in the way at 36,000 feet? Well, what's in the way is the jet stream. And it pushes against, you know, the wind against the, if it turns, it's a very interesting reality, because when you're coming the other way, it cut, most of the flights from the West Coast to the East Coast were cut by 30, 35 minutes. That is, instead of when we go, when I go back and forth, if I go from Los Angeles to Boston, 4 hours and 30, 4 hours and 40 minutes, usually about an hour shorter going. The shortest time it's ever taken me is 4 hours and 14 minutes. And that was because we had 160 mile an hour tailwind pushing the plane.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah. But it does, that, it does, you think the plane isn't going to be affected by that? Well, yeah, it is affected by that. So, at any rate.
Well, the last thing that I've seen, and I've been Googling still, is that it was still over Montana, but Canadian Defense has found one in their area, too.
There's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chinese are up to their old tricks, being deceitful, being dishonest, they're always trying to push the button, push the envelope. The Chinese government is, none of us have any use for them because of COVID. Anybody who knows it, if you are of Chinese descent, sometimes people find defense with that. People who have been unhappy with me saying that it was the Chinese government say, well, you're a racist because you call it the Chinese flu. Well, it was the Chinese flu, and it did start in China. So you can argue whatever way you want to, but under the circumstances, hello, it still started in China. This is China. They just don't seem to, they want to always stir the pot, if you will. So anyway, that's the update on that. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
You're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Hey, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Are
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Social media time to climb into the business of what's trending in terms of celebrities. So we're not going to get rid of Kanye West yet. I'm looking at this thing. Whatever. He's been gone from our hearts and from our heads for what? About a month. I don't think we've talked about him for a month, have we?
No, not really.
No. All right. So anyway, there's something new on the horizon, folks, and we'll talk to you about that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So here we have Taylor Lautner, who is still talking about how long ago was this?
This is a long time ago. This was like the first time she got an MTV award. Well, because, so Taylor Lautner is an actor, and he was dating Taylor Swift at the time when Kanye West interrupted her win at the MTV Music Awards and was like, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say Beyonce had the best music video of all time, and did this whole thing, and then Taylor never got to give her acceptance speech or anything until later when Beyonce won a different award and gave up her time to invite Taylor Swift to come back on stage to give her her acceptance speech. So Taylor Lautner does a podcast with his wife, and his wife asked, like, is there a moment you could go back to that you regret or you would change or whatever? And he said yes. When he presented the award to Taylor Swift, who he was dating at the time, he wasn't aware that the Kanye West thing at the he didn't know it wasn't a skit. When Kanye jumped on stage, he was kind of like, oh, what's happening? And thought maybe it was something that was rehearsed. Because he kind of got some flack for this is the person he's dating and he's just standing there not doing anything while all of this was going on. Because, again, he was with the group presenting the award, so he was just standing there and he's kind of like, I honestly, I'm still kind of shocked about it because I, in the moment, I completely thought it was staged.
We pay so much attention to this moron. This guy needs help. I was going to say moron. That's not fair to morons. It's really giving morons a bad name to put them together with Kanye West. He's a sick guy that needs to be ignored. But instead, the news media, as shallow as it is, pays the same kind of attention to him that they do to Donald Trump, who also is somebody that, in my mind, ought to be ignored at this point. And so you've got all of this stuff, and people then get the wrong idea. It's a challenge for those people who are experts in the field, if you will, who are specialists in mental health, and the fact that we have a lot of people, as is demonstrated almost every day by all these shoot-em-ups, that are borderline crazy, borderline insane, borderline whatever it is. And so, and people say, well, what are you saying? Donald Trump is insane? No, but I'm saying he needs to have some space and not to have everybody, just every single word the guy says is something that is quotable. It's not any more than it is with Kanye. So there, 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something is wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem. So your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about, there's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DS. Great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Still without answers in the Silver State, nearly a week after a gastrointestinal illness outbreak affected more than 100 children at an elementary school in Las Vegas, Nevada, students were taken outside the facility as they began uncontrollable vomiting. Officials with the Clark County School District and Southern Nevada Health District still do not know what happened Monday. Shall not be infringed with regards to the Second Amendment supersedes California lawmakers, but California's Department of Justice has decided to ignore the federal ruling and will continue to prohibit people with domestic violence restraining orders from getting a gun. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
Furthers my resolve to continue California's rightful position as a leader in the gun safety movement.
Friday, February 3rd is officially National Golden Retriever Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good day.
Good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. There it is, 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday is upon us, the 3rd of February. I'm here with my friend Jay Kirshner, keeping you up to date on some of the story. We can't possibly talk about everything, but we talk about things that have some relevance, some things that will make you feel good about who you are and where you are, and then relating what the realities are, things like the cold Arctic air that's blowing. People always tease me for years, my friends in the neighborhood, know when there's going to be a snowstorm or the weather's going to get lousy because I get on a plane and leave. And thus...
it's like at the opposite ends of magnets. It's just like repellent.
Exactly. So this Arctic blast today, temperatures on my farm are at 30 with wind chills, 30 below zero right now on the farm. So you imagine what the cows are going through, what people who have to work outside are dealing with, people who work on cars, something where you can't do it, really. And so it's one of those things. We haven't had this kind of cold weather since 2016 as it blew across. There's about 34 different states that had temperatures below normal, including James Collins, where you are. In Dallas, is the freeze gone now? It's moved out of the area, so you can drive. And
it's working on it. The Texas weather is working on it right now. We're still suffering a little bit. I was able to drive safely back home yesterday, but actually this morning even, I was almost to work and I was going over an overpass, and there was ice all over it. And I, you know, did that Texas thing where we don't really know what to do with the ice, and I started to press on my brakes like I normally would because I was coming up on a stoplight. And I didn't stop. And so I was like, oh, no. So I did what every Texan does, and I slammed on my brakes, which you're not supposed to do. Please do not
Worst thing you can do.
Exactly. It ended up working out this time because I was going really slow. But
you know why you have a problem?
Tell me.
Because you don't use G's on the end. Your
drone is all right,
working, fixing, hoping,
which are directly tied to your brake.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Instead of braking... You were braking, and that's why the car didn't work, because I didn't like seeing
Well, maybe we can break in that habit. How about that?
Break, yeah, that's right, exactly. The culprit in this circumstance is the polar vortex, something that some guy imagined about 6 or 7 years ago, right? Isn't that when that term came to be, Jay?
Yeah, the definitely became buzzworthy vortex. Sometime, right. Yeah, within the 2000s.
What really is going on is there's a big mass of low pressure and the cold air coming down from the poles. Yeah, it is a polar vortex because coming from the North Pole. It rotates as the Earth rotates. And so it gets into the jet stream and that draws it down even it was sort of in a south-south easterly direction. I'm doing my best to be the science teacher here. And so now, by the time I go back on Monday, the weather's going to be great again. See, I carry the good stuff and I take the, I'll be the hero of the neighborhood.
Yeah, whenever you go on vacation, people are like, well, bring that sunshine back with you. You are. Yeah,
yes,
you will.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Okay, here's some good news about things going on in Michigan. A woman won $100,000, a Detroit woman. She took a time out from her tough day to go buy a lottery ticket. And so she did, and now she's tens of thousands of dollars richer. Good for her.
Good for her.
Her name is
Jamila
McCaskill, 44 years old, decided that, you know what, I've had enough for a while. I'm going to play the lottery.
Yeah,
and
take
so
a
she
break.
Logged
That's
on
the moral of the story. Take a break. Take a moment.
I didn't know you could buy lottery tickets online. How
in some locations,
that?
You can.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And so it's not like the big Mega Millions or anything like that.
No.
It's the state-owned stuff. But, yeah, some states you can do it online.
Who couldn't use $100,000, right? Maybe Warren Buffett doesn't need it, but the rest of us, we'd find ourselves doing very well if we won $100,000 from the lottery. So anyway, the prize has been claimed, and you know what? This is a ruse, because she's only going to get $71,000 instead of $100,000. Why don't they give you? This is kind of like what happens when you buy an airline ticket. They tell you the price is $344, and then when you look at what you're charged, it's another $108 for the taxes, the fees, the whatever's that get added.
And then they control the fees, but not the taxes.
Yeah.
Get rid of taxes.
Yeah, no more taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ice storm, we've taken care of that to the best of our ability. Now, let's see let's go to Florida here, because this mother of two has sued after being banned from her son's school because of an account, OnlyFans account. All right, so first of all, what is an OnlyFans account?
Not safe for work kind of content where people, it's like social media that you pay for, where people can post things. Like,
with radio, now people can do podcasts. You don't have to be tied to something. It's kind of like the porn industry. Now you have OnlyFans. And
the radio industry is like the porn industry?
No. Like, where you have podcasts, where like not everybody can go be on the radio, but anybody can go have a podcast, and you're still relatively doing similar the same thing.
Right.
It's kind of like the porn industry, where they also have OnlyFans, and you can go do that. And she has an OnlyFans account, which not everybody uses it for naked stuff. Like, sometimes they just post pictures of their feet or, like, different other things. But this woman has an OnlyFans account, and so she's been told that she can't volunteer with any of the things at her school. She can't be on any committee. She can't do any of this stuff.
My question would be to the school authorities, how do you know she has a fans-only
But also, if this is her job, account. This is her way of income, and it's completely legal, who are they to say? Is it the whole fact of, oh, it might be distracting to other parents? Well, that sounds like it's the other parents' problem, not hers. What if this person happened to be a stripper? What if this person was a celebrity, an actor, who wanted to be involved in their child's school life, but they would be a distraction? Say Jennifer Garner. She's so beloved. She wants to be involved in her kid's school life, but you're saying that you would tell her no because she might be a distraction? Again, people who are distracted, that's their problem, not hers.
Yeah, exactly. That is, there's a real double standard here, but I go back to the core question for me. If these things are mostly porn, how do the people who are running the school know that she has an account? She doesn't advertise it, right?
But somebody must have come across it, because she used to be able to volunteer pretty regularly, helping even organize certain events until school administrators were alerted to the content that she...
Alerted by whom?
...was not allowed to volunteer anymore.
Yeah, who alerted
her? They're not throwing anybody under the bus but her.
Ah, okay. Well, I would like to throw somebody under the bus, because I would say it's none of their you-know-what business.
Yeah, so good for her for suing.
Yeah, right. I hope she gets a lot of money out of them. Okay, there. So there. The situation with Ivanka Trump and people being concerned about her, because apparently she has lost a lot of weight since her mother died, and I wonder, she was always kind of skinny anyway, but in this circumstance, I just saw a picture of her, and she looks emaciated. She just is so, she has nothing. Her legs look like bones. What in the world? Maybe she needs some intervention, much as anything else. I think the two of them were very close, and then that's cool. I think, you know.
Well, maybe she's struggling with something. Maybe it's a weird angle. Maybe she has developed an eating disorder, which is an illness that needs to be addressed, and a lot of people end up shaming over it. Maybe she's dealing with some kind of health issue that's causing this. Remember back in the day when, now I'm forgetting his name, but the actor who, Chadwick Boseman, who all of a sudden everybody was saying that he has lost so much weight, and is he doing this for a role, and why do actors do this to their bodies, and shaming him, and here he was dealing with cancer.
Isn't it amazing? And how do these things get started? These social media things?
Whenever people see pictures and everybody feels like they need to comment. And again, it goes back to, we shouldn't be commenting on people's bodies one way or the other, because we genuinely, unless we are part of that person's life where we can address it with them from a truly loving point and not a judgmental point of view, people just need to mind their own business.
Thank you. All right, here's a woman who is pronounced dead. Seems she wasn't.
Spoiler alert.
An Iowa care facility going to be fined because they mistakenly pronounced a 66-year-old woman dead living in she wasn't in great shape, to be sure. But anyway, they wheeled her body over. This happens about once or twice a year. You hear the stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
They wheeled her body, put her in a box, and brought her over to the funeral home, and she woke up gasping for air. How'd you like to be the guy who opens up the box, thinks this woman is dead? That's just like a scene out of a bad movie.
You'd be like,
right?
Oh my gosh, the zombie apocalypse has started.
It's really, I don't know, I look at stuff like this and I think, okay, does it need a lot of air time? No, it doesn't, but it's just kind of interesting to see. The woman has been in hospice care, so obviously, you know, she's on her way out anyway. Because isn't that how hospice works? You don't have hospice care unless you're really on the way out.
Sometimes people can enter hospice care and then kind of recover in a sense to leave it. But, yeah, hospice care is a little bit more about the pain management.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Or end of life than the, like, actually being in the hospital where they're trying to have you recover and get you out.
The U.S. government announced an expansion of 4 additional military bases in the Philippines yesterday so that we have more protection from the Chinese, especially as China still keep rattling around about Taiwan. So this is an appropriation. I don't understand this. I think it's a good idea. But if we have $700 billion in the Pentagon budget, in the Defense Department budget, why do we have to put in another $82 million to upgrade the existing military bases? Why isn't that coming out of the normal operating costs? Aren't we normally upgrading the bases? We're always buying new planes and stuff. So why is this? That would be my comment. What in the world are we doing with that money? How many times have you heard me say, this is with authority I say it, because there are any number of studies, including government accounting office studies, that show how much money is wasted in the Pentagon. So if I were a member of Congress, I were thinking about this, I think the first question I would ask, where are all these people who are so worried about what else, you know, what's going on with the various members of Congress and who's getting bumped off of this committee and who's getting bumped off of that committee and all the political stuff. How about we do the business of the people? How about we ask questions like, why are we adding $82 million? We need to upgrade, no question about that. But you've got $700 billion there. And according to the Government Accounting Office, you waste $240 billion of it every year. So why aren't we holding their feet to the fire? That would be my question when it comes to something like this. All right, questions and answers. Hopefully that's part of a good day at 48 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 54 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good. No, it's only 53 past. Right, Jay? I just wasted a minute of everybody's lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Good God. Friday, the 3rd of February. It's time for food, farm, and family information brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, RV, even tractors. How about that? You can be protected wherever you are. See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or online at Progressive, with two S's, progressive.com. Okay, we have our recall. Well, we have one every day. I don't know, well, you probably had one yesterday that I didn't hear about.
Yeah, canned meats.
Canned meats, okay. This one is for B&G Foods, saying that they are recalling cases of one day, apparently, of Back to Nature Fudge Mint Cookies. This goes back to, well, it says on a Best Buy date is October of this year. So let me think about this for a second. They're calling back something that has a shelf life of a year. But basically, because these were probably, it doesn't say when they were actually produced. But if they have shelf life that lasts until 2023, who would want to be eating these cookies in the first place? Because they're loaded. The only reason that they're good on, that they have shelf life till 2023, is because they're loaded with preservatives. Otherwise...
Well, and the Best Buy date is typically for unopened things. Like, if you open it, then the shelf life after that is, what, 10 days tops?
Yeah, but even so, even if they're in a pressure... what do they call it? A pressurized package or something?
Mm-hmm.
To have something that is good, you... I don't... What else... If it doesn't have preservatives in it, it wouldn't last no matter what the surface.
Well, and then people would have nothing to eat in case of something where we have to go underground for a long period of time. The doomsdayers, the doomsday preppers. Come on, they need food too.
That's right. Doomsday food. We specialize in that here on Good Day. All right. Here's a six-year-old. This is kind of interesting. Father has
Wait, we never said that. Why have the recall? Not because of the shelter. It's because, there are peanuts in undeclared peanuts because of third-party supplier. So
but you see what attracts my attention? It's the practical side of it. Is somebody going to think about it that way? We're so used to preservatives in food that under the... Okay, so this, who cares? It's peanuts. We have to worry about peanuts. Peanuts. No, I would think you'd be as concerned or worried, if you will, about the fact that this stuff has a shelf life of almost a year.
Okay, mister, every now and then, my coffee tastes, or my tea tastes sour. Why is your tea sour, Doug? Well, it's been sitting out for a few days, a week.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Thank you. All right, so anyway, let's go to Chesterfield Township, Michigan, where the father of two boys, Keith, I think his name is Shortenhaus, he was tending to his six-year-old son, Mason. The boy managed to get a hold of a credit card, went to Grubhub, and ordered $1,000 worth of food.
Can you imagine this? Well, so the wife has a home bakery business and does cakes, and every now and then some of her clients will be dropping off items at their door, and it might be a cake topper or something that they want her to use. And so when he gave his son his phone to play one of the learning apps, and he's like, okay, 30 minutes. 30 minutes are up. He retrieves his phone, and all of a sudden somebody drops something off the door, and he doesn't think anything of it. And then somebody else comes, and then somebody else comes, and he starts bringing things in, and then he looks at his phone, and he gets all of these different notifications of, your order has been accepted, your order is being prepared, your order is on the way, $1,000 later.
Mm-hmm.
And his son was like, but I ordered you ice cream. I know you like ice cream, Dad.
Mm-hmm. And so how else did the orders get placed, though? Did he leave it on? How would someone like this happen?
The son went to the Grubhub app and had just been ordering different things.
Really? And nobody at the other end had a clue that it sounded like a six-year-old was ordering instead of somebody.
Well, no, because they were different. They were different, different orders from different things. And it was eventually his credit card was alerted to fraud and started declining some of these things. But it took almost $1,000 later. And he was obviously upset with his son, but he and his wife had a conversation about money and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Grubhub got wind of the story because of obviously it went viral when he shared it online. And Grubhub gave them a $1,000 gift certificate.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Cool. Yeah. All right. By the way, the headline today in the New York Times, they're right with it, why eggs cost so much. They've decided that's a story now after it's been around on this program and everywhere else.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, right, for 2 months. There it is. All the news that's fit to lose is at the New York Times. All right, 59, everything important here. Hello.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.